Remove curse spell does feelings of exhaustion and despair accompany through the various aspects of life? Have you turned to different therapists and mystics, and nothing helped? Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a remove curse spell according to the Kabbalah in a comprehensive process that will allow you to free yourself from the blockage. How does one remove curse spell according to Kabbalah? The field of psychics has become a thriving market in recent years. Many of them study the spiritual field in a shallow and quite brief manner and do not delve into the extensive and ancient knowledge. They communicate with entities and receive messages, but do not always understand the meaning of such act or the ethics involved. If you have contacted psychics who claimed you were cursed by a powerful force you and claimed to remove it, but have received no results, there may be several reasons for this. 1. It is important that we understand, spiritual communication is not an acquired skill, it is a gift from God. In most cases, the psychic is talking to the Sitra Achra, from Aramaic, the other side, the dark forces. Throughout history there have been many false prophets and only a handful of true prophets. The difference between the two is that the true prophet was very knowledgeable in Kabbalah and the Gemara, balanced mentally and physically and had deep spiritual and inner integrity. 2. In most cases, spiritual psychics do not possess any knowledge of Gemara and or Kabbalah. In 90% of the cases, the messages they receive are from the dark side within them, therefore contacting them to remove curse spell invites financial loss and bitter disappointment. 3. A spiritual psychic will not be able to remove curse spell according to Kabbalah because they does not have the knowledge or proficiency in Aramaic, the Gemara or the hidden ciphers and codes, and he certainly did not know how to successfully remove curse spell according to the Halacha. For the avoidance of doubt, removing a spell by swearing angels is strictly forbidden according to Kabbalah. Another common phenomenon in our generation is the swearing of angels, spirits, demons and entities by callers and rabbis. The claim is that it is a common practice to remove curse spell according to the Kabbalah. In fact, it is quite the contrary. It is important that we understand this. A person who uses the swearing of spiritual beings for personal purposes and for their own well-being is performing an act of witchcraft which is strictly forbidden according to Kabbalah and Halacha. The Creator is the only one who is allowed to control angels, demons, and spiritual beings, and a person who does so assumes authority that was not allowed to him. If they were really knowledgeable about the secrets of Kabbalah and the deep principles of esoteric theories, they would be terrified of any attempt to control these forces. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the disturbance of the world of angels, demons, spirits, and beings, let alone controlling them for personal needs. There will be no possibility to use his spiritual abilities and knowledge in order to interfere with the spirit world and cause harm to another person. Samuel uses his expertise exclusively to remove curse spell according to the spiritual ethics that obliges a person who deals with it honestly. Remove curse spell, the benefits that await you in the cooperation between us. The process of removing the spell is carried out in exact accordance with the needs of the applicant and with complete discretion. The removal of the spell is adapted to all beliefs and without gender and race differences. The removal process is essentially energetic and requires communion with the spiritual world in complete isolation due to the great concentration involved. Therefore, it is carried out without the presence of the patient, and attendance at a physical meeting will not be required. Long-term remove curse spell process. Anyone familiar with witchcraft knows that spells tend to develop resistance to removal processes and that the attacking sorcerer will often perform repeated attacks. That's why I'm not satisfied with a one-time removal and accompany you through a close process. Every 30 days, I will go back to the removal process and stay in touch with you until we make sure that the negative effect has been completely removed. Much more than spell removal. If only the spell is removed, the result will be partial. Therefore, along with the process of removing witchcraft according to the Kabbalah, we will also remove any curse or act of evil eye or leshan hara. After removing all these energetic effects, I will perform an energetic defense that will prevent a repetition of the action from the attacking party. Comprehensive and multifaceted strengthening against spell attacks. The spell works on the body, mind, livelihood, and family and continues to intensify as time passes. To help you defend against it effectively and get stronger after its debilitating effect, I give you a multidisciplinary solution. From advice on strengthening the body with customized vitamins and herbs to coaching and business advice, we approach all aspects where a response is required. Opening the beneficial energy channels. After removing the spell and performing the defenses, I will reopen the positive energetic channels that were blocked as a result of the spell attack. Why is it important to act as soon as possible to remove curse spell? As long as we follow the required Kabbalistic processes and persist in them, the results will soon arrive. The spell continues to intensify and affects more and more areas of human life if not answered. Therefore, it is important to turn quickly in order to stop the spell attack. I am here for you and will be happy to help. For more information, an answer to any question and to schedule a consultation, you can now contact us via WhatsApp or by phone. Witchcraft and Kabbalah throughout history. Evidence of the use of witchcraft using tools from the Jewish Kabbalah exists since the time of Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, Hari. This phenomenon expanded during this period, in particular in the land of Israel, due to many existential hardships, bitter conflicts between different rabbis and between different communities, as well as fears of the Ottoman rule that ruled the land at the time Israel. Kabbalistic witchcraft is a collective name for a multitude of actions designed to cause harm and do evil, even though this was not their original purpose. Sorcerers and witches took from Kabbalah extensive mystical knowledge which they turned into a server tool for performing witchcraft. Witchcraft using amulets and texts. The sorcerer acquired Kabbalistic knowledge, but not for spiritual devotion or benefit to others, but for the sake of making money and doing harm. Such sorcerers used this knowledge mainly to write amulets. The amulets were made of stones or bones of various animals, mostly those that carried a negative symbolic meaning, to cast a spell on the person. The spell was performed by placing the talisman under the bed, in the food pantry, on the various household utensils, on horse or donkey saddles or on the bedding. A spell using objects from the bewitched body. Another common use among witches and sorcerers through Kabbalah was in a person's nails or hair. The sorcerer who performed the spell would ask the person calling for the spell to get nails that the person for whom the spell is intended to cut, strands of hair that were cut, especially infected or inflamed hair of that person, and then he would cast spells on these objects, along with the name of the person and uttering a specific request in a whisper or voice. The nails were considered impure and therefore gathered without the person's awareness, and bringing them to the sorcerer was considered a powerful and significant tool. That's why the hair, and remember, Samson's hair was the source of his enormous strength, symbolizes strength, power, and bravery. Therefore, capturing it with a spell weakens the person the most. Magic using liquids. The roots of such protection and purification practices using liquids such as water, oil, and urine, or alternatively using them for witchcraft, began as early as the days of Hari. Originally, this practice was used for protection and health purposes. However, oil can also be used to harm a person. Urine, on the other hand, is considered as a protective agent against anxieties and fears and against bad spells as well. Witchcraft using animal parts. This type of witchcraft was widely used for a variety of purposes, from harming neighbors and business competitors, to blocking love or binding love by force, or mental and sometimes even physical harm to the person who harmed the person who cast the spell. The most common uses were frogs, snakes, crows, and turtles. The various organs of these animals were sometimes removed and used as a practical ritual part in the preparation of the harmful spell. It's time to end the suffering. Now, you also have the opportunity to remove a spell according to the wisdom of Kabbalah and join the process guided by Samuel Zohar Yonai to eliminate all the negative energies that are blocking you. With a variety of unique methods and extensive Kabbalistic knowledge, Samuel Zohar Yonai helps many throughout the country and the world. To learn more about the world of magic and mysticism, you can read more on the website. For more information and to schedule a meeting, you can now contact us on WhatsApp or by phone.